gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. We're going to have some fun here, play a little extended version of trivia. And also, I'm going to be telling you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. A little later on, Jeff Bressler will be back with us to tell us about a very interesting contest going on with the folks at Texaco, and that's going to be happening in this hour of the broadcast. We had a scheduled guest who's presently missing in action, so that means we can throw out another trivia question. We have a winner on the Taurus question from a previous hour. We want to congratulate, let's see what the name, person's name is, Chris. Chris is in Massachusetts, and Chris has got that Taurus correct question, and we will send him out the prize. We'll put him in the running, I should say, for the drawing for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. But in the meantime, let's throw out another trivia question. We'll grab way down into the bag here, and we'll make it an easy question here, a muscle car question. The Oldsmobile 442. The numbers in the 442 all correspond with something. What do the numbers, the new numbers 442 in the name Olds 442, what do they represent? The telephone number, toll free from anywhere across North America. You can reach us at our regular number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. I've asked this question before. Since it's Labor Day weekend, I'm giving you a big-time break here, because this question has been asked before here on the broadcast. The Oldsmobile 442, those numbers translate into particular things. What does the 442 in Olds 442 mean? 800-259-9231. Meanwhile, some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. If you're looking for some new vehicles from Chrysler for 2010, well, don't expect much. Chrysler right now is in kind of a tough spot. The beleaguered automaker survived the Daimler fiasco, only to be picked up by an indifferent group of investors called Cerberus before ultimately ending up in bankruptcy court. Chrysler, of course, came out of those proceedings with a new dance partner, that being Fiat. And while the new company has a healthier balance sheet, a lack of funding has left Chrysler with a nearly empty cupboard when it comes to new 2010 products. In fact, Chrysler's new product roster for the coming model year can be counted on one finger. Here we go. The heavy-duty 2010 Dodge Ram will come out with a new sheet metal. You will also find a significantly improved interior, a new crew cab configuration. Upgraded gasoline and diesel engines are also part of the package. It will eventually be followed up by commercial versions with model designations ranging from 2500 to 5500. As for the rest of the lineup, Chrysler did the most it could with limited resources. Among the running changes for the rest of the 2010 model year are an improved Dodge Caliber interior. Find that car in a lot of fleets in the rental car world. An updated smooth hooded Chrysler Sebring. The rollout of the Chrysler Sebring has not been successful for the brand. However, one thing that makes the Chrysler Sebring convertible unique from all the other convertibles currently on the market is the fact that you can get it in a number of different configurations. You can get the soft top convertible, you can get the retractable hard top convertible, but they're losing those kind of strikes on the hood, so it's going to have a smooth hood. Let's go to Pat in Iowa, listening on KXEL. Pat, thank you for calling in. Happy Labor Day weekend. What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Not too much. Just coming to my wedding in Minneapolis.
Oh, good for you. Very good. Well, let's see if we can solve the trivia riddle here. This is a rather easy one. The muscle car from Oldsmobile. The Olds 442, those numbers actually translated into something. What does the 442 in that model designate?
I think if I remember it correctly, it's 400 horses, or 400 cubic inch engine, four speeds, and then two doors.
Oh, you got one out of three. One out of three ain't bad. How about your favorite? We're going to give you a two-part question, a question we ask quite often here on the broadcast. That is, number one, your favorite new car. If you could buy a brand new car, you didn't have to worry about paying for it, you won the lottery, what brand new car would you like?
It'd be a Porsche Carrera GT.
A Porsche Carrera GT. Excellent. You mean the supercar?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Very, very rare offering indeed with the V10 engine. And also, what classic car would you like to own?
I like foreign cars. I like the old Jaguar XKE convertible.
Oh, another very good choice, and certainly a perennial favorite among collectors. Would you get the 12-cylinder version?
Sure.
Why not? Absolutely. Well, don't be a stranger. Please call us again, and safe travels there back to Iowa from Minneapolis.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Telephone, give us a call. You got one out of the three correct. Let's see if somebody else can come up with the rest of the answer here. This is an easy one. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The question is the Oldsmobile 442, the muscle car from Oldsmobile back in the day. The 4 and the 4 and the 2, all those numbers translate into particular items about the car. Of course, there were many special editions of that Olds 442. There were Hurst editions, W30 renditions, and the rarest ones of all, of course, are the convertible 442s. We just want to know what the 442 means, because it does indeed mean something. 800-259-9231. Whoever comes up with the correct answer is going to be put in the running for a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. A gentleman in Massachusetts won our drawing last week, and the prize is worth, I believe, somewhere in the vicinity of $80. So it's a decent prize. We're not sending you a mimeographed calendar here on the broadcast. We are sending you a cool prize. For many years, we used to send out a lot of automotive books, the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage came up with this idea of why not, put a bunch of winners in a hat and pick out one big winner and give out a significant prize. Wish we could be giving out, cars here on the broadcast, but we need a whole lot more sponsors than that. 800 than we have right now. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're next on Auto World. Thank you for calling in. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Doing fine as well. We had another gentleman call in. He got one out of the three right. How about the Olds 442? What does the 4 and the 4 and the 2 translate into?
As I recall, it was the four-speed, four-barrel, dual exhaust.
Well, how do you like that? You got it correct. Congratulations. Excellent. We're going to put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and let me ask you the same question that we asked our last gentleman. If you can have a new car, a 2010 model, which model would you pick, and also which classic car would you pick to own?
Well, I suppose the 2010 version would be a new Chevy Camaro. I think they look pretty sharp.
They do, definitely, and they're selling like hotcakes. And how about classic cars?
Probably stay with a Chevy and go back to something like a 67 Chevelle, something like that.
Good choice. Hang on for Matt, and we're going to get all your information. This is Auto World.
Well, I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Daddy? What are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
so it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, Hot Fudge Sunday!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for calling in and joining us here on Auto World. We've had lots of people calling in on trivia questions, and we're going to play a little bit more trivia. And I've got some more automotive news to tell you about. I've been telling you about what's going to be happening with the Chrysler for model year 2010. But first, let's talk to Travis in Minnesota. Travis, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I appreciate you having me on the show. And it's kind of a bummer that the guy answered it before me, but I've worked on many Oldsmobiles, and in 1965, when they came out with the automatic three-speed transmission, it stood for, the 442 stood for the 400 cubic inch displacement, four-barrel carburetion, and the dual exhaust.
Oh, back to then? You know. Then we're going to put you in the running as well, because I wasn't aware of that.
The one thing that I wanted to tell you guys about saving gas and money on gas, I installed a product called Cyclone Fuel Saver.
Yeah.
And it literally jumped my gas mileage up to anywhere between 3 and 5 miles to the gallon. And I drive a 06 Ford F-150.
Wow, so significant difference in...
Yes, significant. It's got the 5.7 liter in it, too. So, I mean, that really sucks some gas. But, I mean, I get 24 on the freeway and 18 in town.
Wow.
So that's really good for the truck.
Does it go into the air intake? Is it that type of device? Okay.
Yeah, it goes into the air intake, and it changes the airflow speed, and it also twists the air so that it gives it more of a... It gives the injection system more air at a spiral so that it gives it an even mist.
Very good.
Ups your mileage. So, but you can actually buy that at CycloneFuelSaver.com.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to check into that, definitely. It sounds similar to the Tornado device, so I'd like to see the differences. That sounds very good. Since you corrected me on that 442 question, because I always... went under the assumption that it only meant the four-barrel, four-speed dual exhaust, but I don't...
That was in 1964.
Yeah, okay, then we will definitely put you in the running for a prize as well. How about your favorite new car? What would that be?
My favorite new car? Well, that's kind of a toss-up because I'm really... I test drove two different vehicles that I really liked, and one was the fully loaded Camaro, the new Camaro.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one was the fully loaded Charger.
Ooh.
And both of them were awesome cars. They really were.
Definitely. Which, the 8-cylinder, the SS Camaro, or did you drive the V6?
Yeah, both of them were the 8-cylinders. One was the, I believe it was the ST, yeah, the SS for the Camaro, and then the other one, the Charger, was the SRT.
The SRT 8 one, so yep. The 6.1 liter Hemi. Oh yeah, so I don't blame you. Both of those are great vehicles. How about
exhilarating
classic? Do you have a favorite classic car?
As a matter of fact, I do. A 1968 Plymouth Roadrunner with the 442, or with the I believe it's a 427 Hemi, and
very good.
I bore it out to a 460. If I was me.
Wow, very good. Well, hang on the line for Matt. We're going to put you in the running for the Busted Knuckle Prize. Thanks for telling me about the Olds 442. We'll throw another trivia question out there into the mix. We'll make it a little bit harder here. So let's do this one here. Standard equipment, seatbelts, were mandated by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to be in all new cars, effective what year? So it might be a little bit difficult here because of model years and stuff, but basically, typical government, they said after January 1st of this particular year, all cars had to have standard seat belts. We'll make a bonus question out of this one because it's a little bit vague, and that is, what was the first manufacturer to offer the three-point seatbelt? That happened in the year 1959. The first manufacturer to offer the three-point, the seatbelt that we have today, in 1959. If you can answer that one, give us a call. Or if you want to take a stab at this one, when did the federal government say that from January 1st on of this year, all new cars must have seatbelts? The telephone number, toll-free, so don't be a stranger, no matter where you're listening in the United States, anywhere in North America. It's 800-259-9231. If you're listening online at gcnlive.com, hello and happy Labor Day weekend. We'd love to hear from you as well. 800-259-9231. And don't forget, if you log on to GCN Live, you can subscribe to a podcast of this here broadcast. Also, you can listen on demand to the past week's show or to a prior week's show. It's that simple, and there's a whole slew of other programs that you can listen to as well. So check it out at gcnlive.com. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The dual seatbelt question, which car manufacturer was the first to offer seatbelts back in 1959? The three-point seatbelt, and what year did the federal government say, January 1st of this year, all seatbelts will be mandatory. 800-259-9231. Let me tell you a little bit more what we can find, what we can look forward to, I should say, from Chrysler. Not a whole lot for model year 2010. Told you about the Dodge Ram, the heavy-duty pickup truck, and the changes to the Dodge Caliber and the Chrysler Sebring. A couple of other updates here. The Dodge Nitro, the Jeep Liberty, and the light-duty Ram receive a fuel cutoff feature during deceleration. That's interesting. So it doesn't shut the engine off. It just cuts off the fuel. I hadn't heard of that one before. The Dodge Caliber, Jeep Compass, and Jeep Patriot add entry-level 2-liter four-cylinder engines that deliver nominal fuel economy gains, 2 miles per gallon in the Dodge and 1 mile per gallon in the Jeep. The 3.5-liter Journey, a car that we'd all forgotten about, will also see tweaks that will allow it to pick up an additional miles per gallon for 2010. Finally, Chrysler hopes to entice buyers by making previously optional equipment standard for 2010 while also adjusting pricing. Chrysler has always been a leader in minivans, and so they're doing some stuff there. Here it is. The Dodge Caravan cost of entry has been lowered by $2,000, actually $2,180 to $21,800, giving families a budget-priced option in the minivan market, which at one time Chrysler owned. Now, of course, Honda with the Odyssey and a number of other manufacturers are dominating that market. And also, this is for all you muscle car lovers like myself out there, a limited edition Dodge Challenger SRT8 will be offered in the color Plum Crazy. That color was offered back in the 1960s as well. Plum Crazy. It will be offered for 2010. So that's all that's happening from the Chrysler brand for 2010. Not a whole lot. Compare that with what Ford and General Motors and some of the other manufacturers are doing. That certainly doesn't add up to a whole lot. Give us a call on the trivia question. You should know the number by now. 800-259-9231.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We're live all across North America. We got a trivia question out there. It's a rather difficult one. I'm the first one to admit that. I'm looking for the year that the government mandated seatbelts as standard equipment in your car. Yeah, he said, as of January 1st of this particular year, all new cars had to have seatbelts. And as a bonus, we're looking for the manufacturer that first offered seatbelts back in the year 1959. First offered three-point seatbelts in 1959. Give us a call on our toll-free line right now because we have open lines waiting for you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or send us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Now it's my pleasure to welcome Jeff Bressler, who is, among other things, the official spokesperson for Texaco. Hello there, Jeff.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Man, I can't believe how many calls you're getting on a holiday weekend. A lot of people with nothing to do.
Very true. Yes, absolutely. We're getting some calls, and earlier today we got a bunch of calls. So it shows they're out there listening, and I'm sure they'll be very happy to hear about this contest that Texaco is doing. It's called the Car of the Decade. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, this is a really wonderful contest, Bob, that my friends at Texaco are running. And just listening to the, since you've gone over the Genesis Communication, just the passion of the callers that are calling in is just amazing as they talk about their cars. And Texaco's running a contest, and you get out to a lot of the bigger car shows, but like a lot of the local car shows I'll go out to here on Long Island, when you start talking about restoration and that comes up, you know, in conversation, guys are starting to say now, you know, what is restoration? What's the line drawn for restoration? Is it fixing up? Is it modifying? Is it the full ground up restoration of the car? Does one mean part of the other? So, you know, some confusion in car show circles, but there's a contest that that Texaco is running. The website is www.texacocarofthedecade.com, And in this contest, there's 11 different categories, Bob, from cars from the 1900s, really starting in 1903 when Texaco was founded, right up to today. And you could basically enter any kind of car you want in this contest online. You're judged by a group of your peers. When the peers vote and the votes are tabulated and they come down to a couple of cars in each era category, it's then judged by an expert panel and there's some great awards given away.
Cool. So it's Car of the Decade, Texaco.com. That's the official website?
Texaco, Car of the Decade.
Oh, okay. I did inside out. Texaco Car of the Decades.com. And so it sounds like an exciting contest. And at the end, you noted that there are going to be some celebrity type judges making the final call. Who are some of those folks?
Yeah, it's a great judging panel when it gets down to the final, Bob. And I think you know who some of these judges are because they're intimately involved with some of the work that you do. Mario Andretti is one of the judges.
Sure.
Gene Jennings, who, of course, you know so well, is the president of Automobile Magazine.
Absolutely.
Chris Jacobs from Overhauling and HubGarage.com. And if I'm not mistaken, John McCann, who's the associate editor of CarCraft Magazine, he's also one of the judges.
Oh, so it's a real cool crew there, and I know recently, you had an opportunity to spend some time with Mario Andretti. What was that like?
I had taken a trip to Texaco cross country from Atlanta to Reno, and in a 2010 Camaro SS. And when I got to Reno, I was there for a hot August night with Mario, and we were the grand marshals, or I should say, Mario was the grand marshal. I was just along for the ride, and one of the car parades that took place, and just thousands of people as we drove down the streets of Reno yelling out Mario's name, the man such an icon in motorsports.
Absolutely, and he's such a humble guy, too. I had an opportunity to spend some time with him, as you know, last November in Las Vegas, along with a group of other journalists who were hosted at a Chevron Texaco dinner, and I was lucky enough to be seated at the same table right close to Mario, and He's got a lot of opinions about stuff. He's not afraid to tell you his opinion. I know he was very worried about the domestic car market at that time, and he's of course such a legend. And I know he openly admits that he really wishes he were younger and he was still out there on the track.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Mario has his roots, the whole Andretti family, in central Pennsylvania around Nazareth, where the great Nazareth Speedway once stood. And, you know, I talked to Mario and I said, you know, with your kind of resources, you could live anywhere in the world. Why Nazareth? And he says, you know, that's where my roots are. That's where my people are. That's where the charitable organizations I want to support are. And then he said to me, I have one vacation home, though. And I expected him to say, you know, Italy or Florida or Arizona or, and he said, Honesdale, which is just a small hamlet in Pennsylvania, where he owns a
You're
bunch
kidding.
Of acreage. No. So he's just a dyed-in-the-wool Pennsylvania guy.
Wow. Yeah, no, I was very surprised, too, that he lived there. I expected a much more exotic locale. Recently, Sharon and I visited his winery in Napa, California, and they said he visits about four times a year, and that was a real treat. And as you would imagine, the winery looks like, I've never been to Italy, but it looks like it stepped right out of Italy as far as I'm concerned, and it's chock full of pictures of Mario and all his racing victories.
Yeah, Mario just a really astute businessman. He got involved in that winery with the then CEO of Kmart, and what they basically did was come up with a licensing agreement to put Mario's name on the wine at the winery, and then Mario just wasn't satisfied with the way things were going there, so he just bought the winery.
Wow. Well, that's pretty good. And I know, as I said, he visits there about four times a year. When you look at Mario's, you know, racing history, I mean, he's one of the rare drivers that has won it in so many different categories of racing. Of course, he won the Formula One championship back in 1978, and I believe, Jeff, he's the last American to do so.
Yeah, he's also won the Daytona 500. just personally, my opinion about Mario is, as a race car driver, there have been, in my mind, better drivers in Formula One and in NASCAR and in, you know, Indy Racing League and kart. But I think in terms of just an overall driver, Mario Andretti was the best race car driver in history.
Wow, that's saying a lot, because I know you certainly know your motorsports stuff. And it's interesting how racing runs in families. Of course, his son Michael, and I know he's very proud of his grandson Marco. Looks like he has high hopes for Marco to really follow in his footsteps. It almost seems like he wishes Michael would have raced a little longer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he feels that way too. And when I had some time to talk to Mario, only the best things to say about Marco. And of course, Mario's brother Aldo also has as the patriarch of that end of the family. You have John Andretti that races in NASCAR, and Adam Andretti who races open wheel asphalt. So just tremendous racing heritage in the entire Andretti family.
That is amazing stuff.
And these guys in the old days, Aldo and Mario, man, they just built their cars from ground up. So you want to talk about a guy that knows every nut and bolt of a race car? It was Mario Andretti.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to hear more from Jeff Pressler about the Car of the Decades contest from Texaco. We'll also talk a little bit more about Mario and Jeff's recent road trip. This is Auto World on GCN.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Chuck's, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We got a winner here in the trivia prize, the trivia contest, and we have a winner via the email. Came in to me, Bob, at Auto World Radio. The gentleman's name is Jackson, and he's listening in North Carolina, and he did a little research on his computer because he, I think, definitely knows it very, very well. He says January 1st, 1968 was the year that the federal government mandated seatbelts in all cars. Correct. And Volvo was the first car company to come up with the three-point seatbelt in your car for model year 1959. So, Jackson, congratulations. I'm going to put you in the bucket here with, along with all the other folks from the Busted Knuckle Garage Contest. For the Busted Knuckle Garage Contest, we'll pick a winner. We'll throw another trivia question out. We only have a few minutes left in the broadcast, but the question is, the first Japanese car to be manufactured here in the United States. What was the first Japanese car to be manufactured here in the United States? And, of course, nowadays we have a lot, but back then this was the first one. The first Japanese automaker to set up shop and build a car in the U.S., 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Get in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Jeff Bressler, automotive journalist extraordinaire, joins us here telling us about the Texaco Car of the Decades. Jeff is, among other things, the official spokesperson for Texaco, and he's telling us about this virtual car show contest. And during the break there, Jeff, I logged in and checked it out, and boy, lots of cool prizes. Up to 10 first prize winners will receive a custom Dwayne Vance sketch of their car, $250 worth of Texaco with Tecron gift cards, and a case of Haviland with Deposit Shield motor oil. And then one grand prize editor choice winner is going to receive a trip for two to the Skip Barber two-day driving school, a custom 20-by-30-inch color rendering of your car done by the same artist, Dwayne Vance, and $1,000 worth of Texaco with Tecron gift cards. So they're going to do well with this one, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, but I think the most important part of the contest, Bob, is certainly bragging rights. Once again, there's 11 different categories, cars that's starting in 1903, then the 1910s, 20s, 30s, right up to cars of today. And you can participate in the contest in two different ways. You could either get on, just as you just did, on the TexacoCarOfTheDecades.com website, register and vote for the different cars. Because if you vote for a car, those winners are going to go on to be judged in the final by the expert judges. And I think you could see it's an eclectic group of cars, to say the least. And let's see, some of the cars that came in today, 1955 Buick Riviera. And you might say it wasn't Rivieras in 55, but the entrant said they didn't come out until 63, but all the Buicks had the designation of Riviera from 49 to 62. So just a lot of guys with a lot of passion for their cars, and some of the cars still in various stages of restoration, some perfectly restored. So like I said, just a real eclectic group of cars for you to look at, comment on, and ultimately judge yourself.
Yeah, just taking a look at some of these newest rides. that 59 Cadillac convertible 62 series painted white. And I love the floor in the garage of the guy or the person who submitted the 64 Pontiac GTO. He's got the black and white checkered floor going on there. And you can't overlook that 34 Ford Cabriolet painted a very, what would you call it, exuberant blue?
It's sort of a bluish aqua, but if you look at the little trailer behind the car in the picture online, a little looks like an old Coca-Cola. Kind of see it.
I do.
I mean, just every kind of car in every way, shape, and form, and you could just spend literally hours on the Texaco Car of the Decade website just reviewing these cars and ultimately voting for them.
Excellent. And my computer is a little bit challenged. Is this true here? 9 days left to submit your car? Is this contest kind of running down?
Contest runs down. To submit, you have until September 14th, but you have until the middle of October to vote on the cars that are entered.
But if you want to submit, you only got 9 more days to do so. So folks better get on there and do it. And it's cool that, as you pointed out, I mean, it spans more than 100 years, because Texaco has been around more than 100 years, correct, Jeff?
Yeah, Texaco's been around, from 1903,
mm-hmm.
Texaco Oil in Texas, and that's why the contest starts in 1903. And if you yourself or know of anybody, especially that has cars from the early 1900s, from 1903 right up to 1920, there's plenty of opportunity to get into this contest and really have a chance only to be judged with a small amount of cars.
That's a good point. You know who owns a really old car is Mark Evans, who we hear from time to time on the show. He's got a 1916 Chevrolet, if you can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah, and it still runs. And, yeah, Mark's got 3 or 4 very unique cars. And I think he bought that one when he was a teenager, and he still has it. So that is cool. And, boy, I would imagine the winner is going to be thrilled to have not only the bragging rights, but just taking a look at some of the artwork here done by this automotive artist, Dwayne Vance. I mean, that's going to be something that someone will cherish. Out at Pebble Beach, I attended the Automotive Fine Arts Society gathering of automotive artists, and the work that some of these guys do is just magnificent.
Yeah, Vance does beautiful work. He basically takes the photographs of your car, looks at a couple of different photographs, and then does an artistic rendering of the car.
And so Texaco is basically celebrating all the folks who love their cars. So that's everybody listening right now on Auto World. So, Jeff, remind us of the proper web destination one more time here.
Yeah, and once again, even if you have a passion just for your daily driver, feel free to enter it. It's TexacoCarOfTheDecade.com, and you could take a look at all the hundreds of cars that are entered. You can register and vote on those cars, or if you want to enter your own car and you have a couple of pictures and just want to make a nice write-up on the car. And in addition to the voting, is an online community there, so people will make comments on your car. You have until September 14th to get into the contest.
If anybody out there has a question for Jeff about the contest, you can call us up right now. Call in to 800-259-9231. We're also looking for the answer to the trivia question about which Japanese car company was the first to set up here in the U.S. No, it was not Toyota. No, it was not Mazda. No, it was not Subaru. The telephone number is 800-259-9231. Maybe you can get in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Give us a call right now, 800-259-9231. It looks like Texaco did this contest last year as well, Jeff, for 2008, because you can check out the winner's circle.
Yes, the contest has been going on. It started in 2007, so all the winners, 11 different category winners from 2007, 2008 are up online also, and you can get the details on those cars and what the scores were and what the rendering of the car looks like and from the actual photos.
Well,
and,
cool.
You know, again, it's not the kind of contest where you should be intimidated. Last year, a GT Smart guy set up the car and made it his surf mobile, and he won in the 2000s category.
Very good. And the overall winner for last year was a 1958 Oldsmobile Super 88 Fiesta hardtop wagon. So that was an unusual winner. Definitely a beautiful car. And for 2006, let's see, well, different decade winner here. There was a 1960s decade winner. I mean, 2007, it was a 1960s decade winner, a 67 Mustang. You can check it all out there, the top rise by decade. But some cool vehicles in the winner's circle there, especially if you take your time to check out all the different winners. Wow, definitely some good ones.
I know you, Bob, you could spend hours on this website.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the renderings here that this artist has done. Boy, yeah, remember you and I went to that Smart dinner in Los Angeles last year. These folks from Smart would be blown away with what that guy did with that car.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, totally free to enter this contest, Jeff?
Totally free to either enter your own car or just register and vote on all the cars.
Excellent.
Well, you know, I just put my news director hat on. It's just very interesting, you know, as we get closer to SEMA right now, and I'm starting to make my plans to join you at SEMA on the Motor Trend and Auto World End. And interesting statistic is even though car sales were down last year, the auto aftermarket is strong as ever. There are more companies than left in the auto aftermarket business in 2009. Some
good
startups and companies that have failed.
Good news, Jeff. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks to everybody at GCN. I'm Bob Lott.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.